This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today it's by the hair of my chinny chin chin edition. This from the Associated Press. Headline reads, New York Yankees drop ban on beards. 49 years after it was instituted by owner George Steinbrenner. The New York Yankees dropped their ban on beards today, 49 years after it was kicked in by George, trying to improve player recruitment. As the Yankees try to win their first World Series since 2009, current owner Hal Steinbrenner, son of George, announced it before their spring training opened today. Hal says, my dad was in the military. He believed that a team should look in a disciplined manner. Very important to my father. But again, for my father, nothing is more important than winning. And that is what is in the back of my mind. George Steinbrenner announced that facial policy in 1976, mandating no long hair or beards. Mustaches were allowed. Players complied, but some pushed boundaries by going unshaven or letting their hair go past their collars. As recently as Monday, the Yankees had reminders on the chair of every player to arrive clean-shaven the next day for photo day.
I had no idea.
And you're a big baseball fan.
I'm a big baseball fan, but as I said at the beginning of the show, I have a discerning man of taste, and I don't like the Yankees. So I didn't know that was actually a thing, because, and if you think about it, 49 years ago, so that was 76. If you look at what baseball players look like in the mid 70s, Raleigh Fingers alone would be enough to send him on a plane home. Be like, get out of New York. But like that idea that you would think not having facial hair would. Now I'm going back and thinking about like, yeah, you don't notice it. You don't even think about that. Think about all the Yankees I've seen in my life. I don't think, none of them had mustaches. Not even mustaches.
And you could have done a mustache.
Oh, you could have.
But yeah, there was a special dispensation for that, but nothing else. Calvin?
Yeah, I guess I knew about this rule, or that the Yankees did this, but I always assumed it was like around since like the inception of the franchise in like 1890 or something. But this owner in 1976 was just like, you know what? I want every player to be clean shaven.
You know, what's also really funny to me is that George Steinbrenner, who was an old man when he died. And I was thinking his kids, his kids, like, you know, they're like, you know, in their 30s. And like, we're out of the time. Hal Steinbrenner is 55 years old.
Yeah, he's not a young man anymore.
He's not a young man either. And it's just like this idea is like, I guess we can let him grow beards now.
Steinbrenner said in 1976, I have nothing against long hair per se, but I'm trying to instill certain sense of order and discipline in the ball club because I think discipline is important in an athlete.
Hey, let me just look
now up. They can still be disciplined, but you get to have a beard.
Let me look up all those scientific research projects where they say long hair and facial hair is correlating to discipline.
Yeah. Makes you undisciplined.
My
apparently.
Goodness.
Well, that's all right. They're free now.
They're free.
They're follicle free.
Can't wait for them to not win again.
And that wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.